747 Sports This Hour, a presentation of Wyoming Building Supply on this second day of March. Here we go. We're thinking spring now, right, James?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess so.
It's March. We're thinking spring. First day of spring, March 20th.
You don't usually start to see March until about April.
I know. We're seeing spring, first day of spring, March 20th. Don't forget March 17th is St. Patrick's Day. It falls on a Tuesday this year. March 25th, Major League Baseball season opens with a game.
Yeah, that's right around the corner.
Right. March 26th through the 27th, Sweet 16, NCAA basketball tournament. That's the Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
Selection Sunday is March 15th. So there's a few things happening for March. What's happening tonight? What's happening tomorrow morning? I'll tell you what's happening tomorrow morning at 4:04 a.m., James. The moon will be fully eclipsed, and it's going to stay that way till 5:02. Now, whether we see it or not remains to be seen, as there's a possibility that there could be clouds, but the lunar eclipse will take place before sunrise tomorrow morning as the Earth passes between the sun and the moon, which will cause the planet to cast its shadow on the moon, making it blood red color. It's supposed to be pretty
okay.
Cool.
Yeah, a blood moon, is that what
yeah, that's
called?
That'll be fully eclipsed at 4:04 a.m., and it'll stay that way till about 5:02. Now, if you want to get up early, like 1:44 a.m., and start to see it, go ahead.
Yeah, for sure.
That's not getting up early. That's not going to bed, probably.
Yeah.
4:04 a.m. tomorrow morning. Fully eclipsed, though, till 5:02. So if you can get up then, you could see a very beautiful moon. So all you photographers out there, there you go. It'll be tomorrow. Lunar eclipse. Weather Service tells me it's like, don't hold your breath, Bob. Okay. Today, John Bon Jovi, singer, 64 years of age today. Daniel Craig, James Bond films.
Yeah.
58.
My favorite, maybe? Yeah,
really?
Probably favorite James Bond.
Oh, okay. I don't know if
Hammer
I have
Sean Connery. That's probably the one or two for just
Sean
about
Connery.
Everybody.
Yeah. I don't know if I have a favorite or not. Sean Connery. Probably.
He's the classic
the
example.
Yeah, he's pretty classy. Former NFL quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is 44 today. Date book, 1836, Texas declares independence from Mexico. 1877, Republican Rutherford B. Hayes is declared the winner in the 1876 presidential election over Democrat Samuel Tilden.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that took a while. 1899, Congress establishes Mount Rainier National Park. 1901, the U.S. Forest Service is formed on this date. 1962, Wilt the Still Chamberlain, playing for the Philadelphia Warriors, scored NBA record 100 points in a game.
Okay.
No one's been able to touch that. I don't know who the highest, who's like number two. Is it?
Is Kobe.
Is it Kobe Bryant?
Yeah, he had 81 against the Raptors.
I
think
thought.
That's
he
number
was
two. 81 against the Raptors.
I thought he was
the
in
early
the 80s. 2000? Yeah, yeah. In the 80s on there. That's without a three-pointer. Baby.
Yep.
Wow. All right. I used to love watching Wilt the Stilt, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar battle it out, the Bucks against the Celtics. Yeah, it was good stuff. 1995, Yahoo was incorporated on this date.
Okay.
Banana Cream Pie Day. Okay. We can live with that.
Yeah. I like banana cream pie.
Yeah. Old stuff day. Do you have any old stuff?
Describe.
Well,
I guess,
whatever
I mean,
old
I don't
stuff
know what old
is.
Means.
Well, older, I guess. Old stuff. That's in the eye.
Not
of the
really.
Beholder. Not really? Throw stuff away?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Do you throw things away?
If
you don't
it
keep
starts
stuff?
To become cluttered, that's when
okay.
throw away starts to happen.
All right. It's Rescue Cat Day today.
Definitely.
Yeah. Read Across America. This is your day.
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah, James.
Do that.
You read Across Sheridan.
Yeah.
You're all over the place reading. And people tell me all the time. It's like, I saw James reading over there. I saw James reading in the coffee shop. James reading over there. I go, I know, he reads all the time.
Well, go to the library and sit down library. And read, too. A whole bunch of different things.
Yeah. What's your favorite place to go read?
I mean, the one that I go to most consistently is probably Java Moon.
Okay.
Every Friday.
Every Friday. I love it. Every Friday, James and Java Moon.
If you carve out the time, you'll do it.
Yes, you're right, James. If you carve out the time, you'll do anything, right?
Exactly.
What's the number one thing people want to do for a vacation?
What is the number one thing?
Yeah.
I'd say, I mean, beach. Go to a beach.
Go to a beach. All right. That could be. Nothing.
Okay.
That's what they want. Nothing. Okay.
Might not be a bad...
That depends.
A bad thing either.
Depends where you are.
Yeah.
If you're in a really good place, you probably want to get out and go see some things. If you're not and you're just somewhere nearby, nothing might be the thing to do.
Mm-hmm. True. Right?
It's like I was in a cabin just outside Yellowstone National Park this last summer and did nothing. Well, we hiked.
And, wrong with that,
walked
though.
Around. What's that?
Nothing wrong with doing nothing.
No, I know. Yes. Yeah. Just hiked around and explored and... All that. Just being in nature, man. Just being outside.
Mm-hmm.
26% of adults favor Oreo cookies to any other store-bought cookie.
About 26% is
26%.
A lot.
26%. I would go that route. I like Oreo cookies.
Yeah, me too. I'd probably say out of the store-bought cookie selection, I'd probably pick Oreos.
Would you pick Oreos? What would be your second favorite?
Out of the store-bought?
Yeah.
They
nailed this with me. Oreos were one, and number two,
I'd probably do Chips Ahoy.
Fig Newtons.
See, I don't even count that as a cookie. It's a Newton, or it's a fig.
It's a fig. Yeah, I like Fig Newtons. I don't eat them very often though, which is probably a good thing. Okay. Wyoming history today. 1903, fire guts the Masonic Temple in Cheyenne on this date in 1903.
Fire?
Yeah, fire. That's 1903.
Make sure yeah, a long time ago.
So people get that right. Bob Grammett said there was a fire at the Masonic
long
Temple
time.
In Cheyenne this weekend. No, it was 1903. Okay, let's get that right. 1970, the first shale oil extraction successful at Rock Springs on this date. And in 1891, Cheyenne police arrested two men in a piano swindling scheme. Ooh.
A piano swindling scheme?
Piano swindling scheme.
I don't even know what that means.
Pianos. Well, they probably were spying, selling. I don't know. They shouldn't be.
Stealing pianos, that's a hard job.
That's a hard job. A lot of lifting goes on in there.
Ooh. I was going to say, if you're going to steal a piano, after a while, you're just probably like, I don't know if this is worth it anymore.
Better have some good, strong friends with you,
yeah.
Right? Hey, a festive company gathering in Moscow turned into a medical emergency after a man consumed a smoking cocktail containing liquid nitrogen. This isn't going to go well. His stomach.
A good rule of thumb is to not drink liquid nitrogen.
His stomach exploded internally.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
He remains in serious condition, but is expected to survive. Whoa. I can't even imagine that. First off, I'm not consuming anything smoking.
I'm not consuming
not alone
with
if
it
contains liquid
in it.
Nitrogen in it, right? Jeez.
Probably a bad idea.
My guess is there was some alcohol beforehand. Just
probably
guess.
A safe bet.
That's just my guess. Just saying. Italian authorities said a woman who collected disability pension by claiming she was a complete invalid was caught jogging her dog. Being monitored by police for some time before the arrest. Yeah, you know, you might want to lay a little low when it comes to things like that, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Jeez.
Mushrooms are more closely related to humans than to plants.
How about that?
I know. Did not know that.
According to chickens, like, closely related to humans, too, somehow?
I don't know.
I think I've read that somewhere.
Maybe ye. Maybe we learned,
I could also be
maybe
totally
we learned it one day and we just don't remember it, right? According to a recent survey, driving a race car is number one on people's bucket list.
Driving a race car? Okay.
Yeah. What would be your number one thing on a bucket list? Do you have a number one thing on a bucket list? Yeah, lots of things. I don't necessarily have one that's one.
Number one thing? I honestly, I have no idea. I don't have a bucket list.
Okay. That's all right.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'd probably go see a sporting event of some kind somewhere, but I don't know
where
it would
go.
Be.
All right. That could be, too. You could go do that. All right. M&M's, James, we want to thank Forrest Mars for that. Invented the recipe for M&M's chocolate during the Spanish Civil War. Mars saw soldiers eating pieces of chocolate covered with a hard sugary coating, the coating preventing the candy from melting. Mars received a patent for his manufacturing process on this date in 1941.
I didn't realize it was during the Spanish Civil War.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
M&M's chocolate were first sold to the public in 1941, packaged in cardboard tubes. I like it. 1948, the packaging changed from a tube to a brown plastic pouch known today. And the slogan, melts in your mouth, not in your hand, debuted in 1954. So today, we salute M&M's, James.
Had a heavy influence around here.
Heavy
too.
Influence in Sheridan. Yes, sir. You're listening to KROE Sheridan, 8 o'clock from your Synergy Home Care Studios. Good morning. James got Swap Shop next hour.